It's been a year since Philadelphia union leader Johnny Dougherty was indicted on corruption charges. But after having a relatively quiet 2019, the gregarious and powerful labor leader has been increasing his public appearances and fighting to preserve union jobs. Jake Blumgart of WHYY's Plan Philly reports from a rally near Independence Hall yesterday.
Johnny Dock rallied with a coalition of Philly union leaders to denounce an owner of the Public Ledger building. Doc said that the New York-based firm had received violations for unlicensed asbestos work and were potentially putting the public in danger, including those seeking hoagies at a convenience store located across the street from Independence Hall.
He doesn't have any family around here, okay? We do. He doesn't care about the people that come to Philadelphia to visit us. He doesn't care about the people that leave here and go to Wawa.
The Public Ledger building's owner, Heights Advisors, would not comment on Doc's allegations. But Philly Health Department officials say that although the developer discovered asbestos during demolition work, the air has since tested free of the toxic fibers. The building has been the target of trade union protests for months. Frank Shaw of Steam Fitters Local 420 says they want qualified and fairly compensated workers to do the dangerous job.
We're not against the workers that are in there. We're against the contractors that are in there, essentially not fulfilling the needs of their workers.
This isn't the indicted union leader's only recent public appearance. He's also been a prominent champion of the shuttered refinery in South Philadelphia and has been meeting with Trump administration officials about a Hail Mary plan to save it. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.